ladies and gentlemen, from the backyard. Can you hear the wind? It is so windy in Champaign today. Didn't we have... I think in the original 2023 schedule, this was a home game. It would have been miserable. It's like 56 and a massive wind today. I could go inside, but I don't want to. Sorry. Let me gather my thoughts. I'm outside. I haven't done, when's the last time I did a from the backyard? I did it after the Northwestern win, where we went to a bowl game in 2014. I remember, gosh, that was one, two, almost three houses ago. same dog in the backyard. I believe I got her to bark. She's out here with me now. I wonder if I can get Lucy to bark. We had this old trick that we would do where she would, I could get her to bark. So maybe I'll get that and we'll just, you know, it's like from the backyard of old. Yeah, so if you weren't aware, I was sick this week. Wednesday afternoon kind of hit me out of nowhere. Thursday night, my wife got home from her trip. She knew where the good thermometer was. Took my temperature Thursday night. It was still 101. I still didn't feel good. And she's like, "You're not getting on a plane tomorrow morning. And, you know, when you have a fever tonight." And she's right. I didn't start feeling better until maybe even this afternoon. Even this morning was a little rough. I'm beyond it now. I lost like 8 pounds in 3 days. I could stand to lose 8 pounds in 3 days, but one of those kind of stomach flus. So I couldn't be there. First game I've watched in 3.5 years or something like that on TV. 33 games ago is the last time I watched a game on TV. And so Lucy, you gonna bark? Yeah. Let the people know. Did Illinois win? Did they? Yes. Did they win? Yes, I think they won. Yes. Winner. Caleb Griffin. Yeah. God, that's good. Let's see. When she did that, Northwestern 9 years. So she was 4 years old when I got her barking after Northwestern 2014. Now she is 13 years old. God bless her. Doesn't move around as well anymore. Actually, the fact that a lab is like 13 and a half is pretty impressive. Good job, Lou. Way to live. Let me get out of the wind. This is probably horrible audio. It is really blown around. Go in here to the sunroom. Nope, too echoey. Nope, not going to do that. Just stand here in the corner. I'm just so happy. Like, I'm not even, you know, like your first thought is, man, I could have been there and I would have gone down to the stands in the fourth quarter and I would have found a group of Illini fans I knew were there and I could have been there celebrating, high-fiving in the corner. But honestly, for some reason, like, I'm glad I watched this one on TV. Like, it was a good step back just to kind of refocus this season. I don't know, man. We changed the script. What were the three things I wrote last night? I'm going to try it. Like I said, I want to see three things tomorrow. I want to see special teams make an impact, something like that. I want to see, like, the ways to win field position that we had been losing field position. I want to see special teams impact. I wanted to see us punt more, not go for it at the 50. And I wanted to see... I can't remember the third thing. I'll think of it. That's what we saw. Like, to me, one of the biggest plays of the game was punting on that 4th and 2 from like their 49 or wherever we were. We've gone for that all year. We've failed at that all year. and it just gave them points. I want to say this time we pinned them at the 4, and then I want to say we forced them to punt by the 30 or something like that, and then we got the ball, went 3 and out, you know, this and that. Like, it just feels like had we gone for that and missed it, they would have gone 50 yards, short field, all fired up after stopping us on 4th down and won the game with a touchdown. It just, like, that's the feeling from that play. And that's why I wrote as my 3rd point last night, I really want, like, punts. I want to see us, I want to see us punt the ball and play that field position game, because we keep, you know, we failed on, cataloged how we'd failed on 7 4th downs so far this year. And after those 4th down fails, we just, you know, we're giving up short fields and we're not playing the thing. Turnovers, that was the other thing. I wanted to see solid special teams turnovers, and I wanted to see us punt more. And I feel like this is what we got, a huge fumble punch out that stopped that Maryland drive. We did have a big punt that played the field position game and pinned them deep. And hell, you know, Caleb Griffin did miss a field goal in the first half, but, you know, we didn't do what we did last week, which was let a kickoff bounce around. You know, we got huge punt returns from Isaiah Williams, setting us up with, say it with me, good field position. We got a great kickoff return from Kanari Wilcher. I think even though that, I think that drive went 3 and out, but still, that 45-yard that 45-yard return means we pin them deep instead of, you know, going 3 and out at our own 20 or 17. What was that one kickoff return in, like, the Penn State game, went to, like, the 14 or whatever? You know, if we were punting from there, look at the good field position we're setting up Penn State in. So, obviously, if that's the way I've been writing, that's the way I'm going to watch the game, that's the way I'm cataloging the game. And I was just so excited to see us play the field position stuff. Punted from midfield. I know a lot of people hate that, and it's like, no, go for it. Why are you giving them the ball? I get it. But look what we've done this year when we just hand the ball to people at midfield because we fail on 4th and 2. So that's just, I mean, it's just so great to do that. And then as I'm tweeting somebody make a play, you know, as I'm curled up in the fetal position because watching on TV is maddening for me, I feel like Todd Blackledge is specifically designed in a lab to make me anxious about watching football. As I'm doing all of that, Casey Washington makes a play just like the Toledo game. We get into field goal range. Caleb knocks it through. Okay, yeah, I'm a little mad that I can't high-five Caleb. You know, we've developed a really good rapport, as you may have seen from our videos at the golf tournament. Believe you me, somewhere, Tommy Cool and Adrian Dumont de Chassard were celebrating like crazy that their roommate hit a drive up the right side of the fairway through the field goal posts, and Illinois won the game. So yeah, that's this is it's the kind of game I needed to see. It's the reason I've been saying all this stuff about points and yards and points and yards. Like, we take those first 3 drives and we get 21 points instead of 9 or instead of 6. You know, we capitalize with a big play to Pat Bryant. We establish a running game. We're playing some clock stuff. We're playing some field position stuff. It just felt like where we've been failing, and we turned it around and we made the field goal. Is it concerning that we had 3 straight 3 and outs in the second half? Yes. Were you throwing things at your TV? Yes, I get it. I understand this. I've never said this is some, like, one of the top offenses in college football. I have said it's a good chance it's the best offense we've had in 10 years at moving the ball. And I don't know what the stats say after today, but, you know, there's a decent chance success rate wise we're still there. But the point is, the thing that was lacking was all those little things. The thing that was lacking was field position. There were 132 out of 133 teams in net field position. I believe, well, we were winning it in the end of the third quarter. I haven't run the stats for the fourth quarter, but I believe we won that in the fourth quarter. I believe we won it for the game, which might be, I don't think we won it against Toledo. We might have only won the field position battle in one game against Florida Atlantic. And so, you know, that leveled the playing field for us. And that allows us to win this game. So, flip the whole season, right? You got to win 3 of 5. Wisconsin will be tough. Indiana, Iowa, Northwestern, Minnesota. I said I'm out of order. So we go home Wisconsin, at Minnesota, home Indiana, at Iowa, home Northwestern. You've got to think, you have to, I mean, look, you have to win. You have to beat Indiana here. You have to beat Northwestern here. If you don't, yikes. So we got that other win. So now that's what it comes to. If we're going to bowl, beat Wisconsin here, beat Minnesota on the road, or beat Iowa on the road. That's where it lands. And then get me to a 13th game, which I promise to attend because I'm done getting sick. Although it's a fantastic weight loss program. I'm keeping solid food down today like a big boy. And I'm going to go have dinner with my wife and maybe watch the game again or something, because we won. And Lucy got the bark on another from the stands 9 years later. And I'm in the backyard and it's windy. You might not be able to hear me. And I think that's all I have. Wish I could be standing outside of that locker room right now. But as sickness would have it, I had to watch this one on TV. And I'm pretty happy. So let's reframe the season and go from here. And let's get to a bowl. Go Lana.